All those in and around there to Israel. So we're holding Simon Reishon on Hey. We started the Sif Aleph. We discussing over here having a fire, an open fire for heating or for reading, right? So before Shabbos, okay? For on Shabbos, okay? So we're holding a middle of Sif Aleph, and we are up to the second line, okay? So we said that you're allowed to make this fire for Shabbos, but, excuse me, you need to make sure that the fire completely started before Shabbos and everything is burning. It's no longer going to need any help in order to catch fire. Imu Eitz Yechidi, let's say you're burning one log. Tzarech sheyechayitz ha'or b'roiv avyoi u'b'roiv hekeifoi. You need that the fire should have caught in most of the circumference and most of the thickness. So you have a log, it's a round log, right? So you need that the fire to have penetrated at least halfway through the log. Separately, it has to be burning at least most of the way around the circumference. Okay, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet B'Roiv Avyoi Sheyikanes Ha'or Mibefnim B'Toich Avyoi Adrubai. The fire should have penetrated onto the inside at least somewhat 51% of the log. V'Gam Yispashet B'Roiv Hekefai Mibechutz. On the outside, it should have gone around most of the outside. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber. V'im lo yhudlaka kol kach. What happens if you went ahead before Shabbos, you started a fire, and you didn't meet the requirements that we mentioned in the last two cases? So meaning that if it was a single log, it's not roiv avyoi, not roiv on hekefai. And if it's multiple logs, they're not all yet caught on, and they need some help in order to light them. Also, Layahonis Baba Shabbos, once again, you are not allowed to have enough from this fire on Shabbos. Gezerah Shema Yechataba, because the Gezerah that you might stoke it in order to help the fire catch. The Yonah Eitzim, you're going to move around the wood. Kadesha Tala Shalheva, so that the flame should go up. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Also, Lahonis, you're not allowed to have enough, perish. Afil Lahudlaka Achakach Lagamri. Let's say you didn't do anything wrong after that. You started the fire before Shabbos. But then you went ahead and it wasn't completely started, meaning that it still would have been, needed some help. But Lamaisa, after Shabbos started, the wood without your help ended up catching on. It's still Asa to use it. Why? We were talking over there about the different legumes and lentils and cooking them. And we had this a number of times, this concept. The chol sha'ava divrei chazal, once you are over on the divrei chazal. Remember, chazal tells us I cannot have a madura on Shabbos that is not completely started before Shabbos. So once I was over, also lahonis ad matzah Shabbos. You're not allowed to have another until matzah Shabbos. Assuming it's still burning, you put a lot of wood, then you are not allowed to have any another from this until after Shabbos. Okay? Let's go back to Mechaber. You did light it properly, meaning that it was completely lit before Shabbos. Then Yochel is Chamin Kenegda. You're allowed to warm yourself in front of the fire for Shabbos. Ulish Tamish La'ira. You're allowed to use the light of it. Beinim Hu Gabi Karka, Gabi Menorah. It doesn't make a difference if this is on the ground or if it's in some sort of candelabra. Va'afilo Hu'i Midvarim Shein Oysimem Psilu B'Shabbos. Remember, we learned that there's certain kind of wicks that we don't use for a candle on Shabbos. Why don't we use them for a candle on Shabbos? Because the fire does not catch well to it, and therefore we are concerned that you might go ahead and tilt the wick in order to help it light better, if it's one of those kind of wicks that don't burn well. But when it comes to a Madura, meaning it's a larger fire, we're not concerned about it. So even if it's used from, even if you made the fire from those same material that we said a candle you're not allowed to make, when it comes to a Madura, a larger fire, you are allowed to make it from those, and you can use it. You can use it to heat yourself, to warm yourself. You can use it for the light. So we'll see some of these. The Yukim, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Kichud l'ka kashir, perish. Be'oidyan kaidim Shabbos. Meaning you met all the requirements. You made your fire properly before Shabbos. It's totally lit. You didn't do anything wrong. Now it comes Shabbos. Your fire is burning beautifully. Yochel eschamim. You're able to heat yourself in front of it. Tataz b'simen. Ayin Reish Hei, right? They didn't want to write Ra, so it calls it Ayin Reish Hei instead of Reish Ayin Hei. Kasav, the Mikol Makom Yesh Lizar, Don't sit too close next to where you sort of have these little small chips of wood that are glowing. You might by mistake forget, and you're going to push them closer to the fire. However, the Yerabba Tosfos Shabbos and it says the loichashin you'll have to sit close. You can sit very close to the oven or to the fire. He says, yes, you're allowed to use the light, and yes, you're allowed to heat yourself to it. He says, but there's an exception to the rule. If you need to read something or something that requires you to really get good light in order to focus on it, that you should not do. Why? Because since you need a very, very good light for it, there we are more concerned about it, and therefore, I'm sorry, and even if you made it from product that you're not allowed to make candles, why? The Midura, it's a large fire, it's very, the heat is high. So we're no longer concerned that you might have to bend it in order for it to catch fire, because since it's a larger fire, it does not have this problem. Now, interestingly enough, some of the Paiskim discuss, what about our boilers at home? Okay. So there's different kind of boilers, obviously, but am I allowed to, it's Erev Shabbos, 2 minutes before the Zman, and I realize it's going to get very cold tonight. Can I go ahead and light my boiler before Shabbos? Okay. So now, according to this, it says, now what happens is I'm going to light it before Shabbos. How does the boiler heat my house? Is by heating up the water that heats my house, right? So we got a couple of different scenarios over here. Sometimes it heats water that creates steam. Sometimes it heats water that goes through the house. Sometimes it's electric that heats up the electric that goes through the house. So how are we medama all these things? Some say that you really should not light your boiler right before Shabbos. You should make sure to light it a little bit earlier on. So make sure that it's hot already. Before Shabbos. On the other hand, you don't really have a problem of Shema Yechata because there's no way to be Mechata in our boilers, right? It's on and off. There's no. However, there is the thermostat. You can make it hotter and colder, right? So depending on there were it seems that there were some boilers in Israel actually that you decided how hot to make the water. That's how much heat it gave off, right? So you can adjust the heat of the water here. By us, most of our boilers is really a thermometer. It hits a certain temperature, it shuts off. It's below a certain temperature, it turns on. There's no hotter or colder of the actual boiler. But some do say that you really that the most of them is not like this way, and it doesn't really seem to be much of a problem. But some are makpid of actually putting a piece of tape over the thermostat, so this way it should be the concept of it where it's tuach b'tit because you have that reminder that you shouldn't adjust your thermostat on Shabbos. And some people do say that you should if you have like a hot water boiler. It's going to heat up. You shouldn't turn it on right before Shabbos. You should turn it on a little bit earlier. It doesn't really make full sense because ultimately, when your house reaches temperature, it's going to shut off and cool off and won't get back hot again until the thermostat turns it on again. But it is a discussion amongst the Paiskim. Okay, let's go to Sif Beis. Yes, Yeshayim, there are those who say Shepchamim when it comes to like coals. I feel like Achas Ben Aur, Ela Kol Shehu, even if it's just slightly lit, Sharem Nei Shein Doi Kom Harachim. So basically, till now, we said that you're not allowed to, when the fire that you're making, you have to make sure that the whole thing is lit before Shabbos. It's burning well, it's not going to require any more. So the saying is, a certain kind of material, like these coals, right? So if you think about it, the coals that you buy with the, that are pre-treated with the lighter fluid, right? So once you light one side, you're never gonna have to do anything. It automatically lights. So there, in that case, you can light it right before Shabbos. Because what are you concerned about? You're concerned about is that you want to go ahead and make sure the rest of the material lights. Here, you won't have that problem. Once you light one side, it lights one to another, and you don't have this problem. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Medura shel zefes v'shel gofres. So if you have a fire that's not from wood, but it's made from tar or sulfur, that house is not gonna smell very good. The shel kashu gavavo, or it's made from the husk of the grains, or gavava is the stuff after they cut down the field, the I forgot the right word for it, but the stuff that's left on the bottom. So they used to gather it up, and that would be used to make fires. I feel like achas bama or kol shehi shari. Even there, even if you just lit the one corner of it, that is enough. We'll see why. V'chei medura shalkanim, if it's of little twigs, v'shalgarinei tamarim, if it's pits of the dates, k'shehem mefuzarim, when they're spread out. Okay, because when they're spread out, they're going to very easily light, and we're not concerned that you are going to have to go ahead and help the fire out. Aber im hakanim agudos v'agarinei mesal, however, if they're bundled up or they're in a basket, shrichem shiyatzen hoch, then you do need to make sure that the fire is to the point that it's lighting on its own, the same thing like you did a bunch of wood. However, now here comes the problem. Says the Mechaber, those who say the exact opposite. So now we can't really do it, right? So those who say that bundled up is better because one twig will automatically light the other twig, and there are those who say that no, not bundled up is better because then, but a bundle up becomes like a piece of wood and everything has to be lit. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shel zefes ayin gemara duhu adin shuman, when it comes to fats, v'shaiva and wax, v'chol dav anita, anything that drips, because these things, once you light it, they very easily burn. You don't have to really help it out in order to catch fire. Shel kasha gevavah, kasha zanve shevolim, that's the husk, I think, of the stalks. U'gevavah shegoyva v'misada achak, that's the stuff that you rake up after you cut down the whole field. Fuzarim, they're spread out at time. What does that mean? The cave in Shachas, and once you light one side of it while it's still daytime, the rest will catch one from another and they'll burn on their own. And we're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and have to help it out on Shabbos. If they're bundled together or the pits of the dates are in a basket, shuv, ena, shall have as yicholu. Now it's more difficult for the fire to get into them. And once it's more difficult for fire to come into them, so now it's the same rule like a pile of wood that you have to make sure that it's all lit before Shabbos in order to have it, and before Shabbos comes in, because once Shabbos comes in, we're concerned that you might go ahead and help it out. V'hu dasa rif ha-Rambam. This shita is the shita of the rif and the Rambam. However, the dasa yeshayim that the Mechaber brought down, that it's the exact opposite. Shu dasa rosh v'ator hu lehepach. When they are spread out, one twig is not going to find the next twig, right? So what are you going to see? That twig is burning out. You're going to move the other twig next to it. Levira to catch fire. They'll end up going out. Therefore, you need that most of them should have caught fire. When they're bundled together, then they do catch one to another. And the same thing when it comes to pits. So basically, it really doesn't help us over here, because since we have the two shitas, unless you can decide to either follow the Rif of the Rambam or you can decide to follow the Rush and the Tor, basically bundled together according to one is a problem, not bundled together is one problem. So in either case, you have to make sure that the fire is completely lit before Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amir Tzashem, we will start with Reish Nun Vav tomorrow. Shkoyach.